Well, great. Hi. Yeah, welcome to episode 101 of the Iron Hack Podcast. I am DevOps Dan.
I am Ternary Tim. How are you, Dan, after that 100th episode celebration?
Yeah, I'm still coming down from the celebration of episode 100. But as you said in that episode, episode 101 is wow.
Yeah, it's a bit of a nuts one, actually. We've got Shivansh on the show. He is a, brace yourselves, 12-year-old developer.
Master.
Living and working. Yeah, he said he's mastered Python. That there is his own words. He's that confident.
Yeah, well.
He's living and working in India. He's a CTO. Mm. What?
So he's a CTO at 12. He's gonna give us that profile on him, but he started at the age of 8 and now he's a CTO at 12, and he came across mine and Tim's radar because he's solving reasonably complex coding problems live on LinkedIn, and then also has a great interaction with his community, has a really, really fun social media presence. He's a very, very smart young man. So we got him on today to talk about, you know, how he got into coding at such a young age. And hopefully just inspire a few of you out there to that age is just a number.
Yeah. Don't feel intimidated. I think that's the takeaway. You know, don't worry that. Yeah.
Equally, they might feel intimidated because he's, you know, so
maybe
young.
Intimidate. You know, it's one of those things. What's the best time to start yesterday? And the second best time to start is now, you know? So, you know, just if you want to get going on it, this is inspiration to start living your dream.
Right. Okay. So take it like that, like a fire behind you. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So further ado then.
Enjoy the episode.
So I'm Shivansh Saxena, currently working as CTO at MCN Academy, a full stack web developer, and knows Python, and like highly, I have mastered Python, and yeah, that's all. Great.
And how old are you? How old are you to master Python?
I'm 12 years, and I started learning at the age of 8.
12 years old.
Oof. I didn't start coding till I was 30, and now I feel very slow to the game.
When you say mastered, how do you define mastered? Do you think you can't get any better at it?
Like I cannot say like master, but I believe myself like I have mastered it because I have programmed, I have created a lot of great things, I have solved like a lot of lead code, and I am that much worthy to be a CTO. So yeah, I think I have mastered it.
Nice, very cool.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of your videos solving some fairly complex problems, and they are very good. So I would certainly, compared to Tim and myself, you are a master.
Thank you.
A master of the art.
Thank you. Tim.
And for those that might not know, what is LeetCode?
So LeetCode is a platform where you can solve problems. There are interview questions. You can solve them, and then you can learn also. There are tutorials available there. So yeah, LeetCode is a very useful platform for programmers who have started their programming journey or who want to practice their Python or like a lot of programming languages.
Nice, very cool. And actually, I have to ask, on a slight tangent, we are recording on Halloween today, and I wonder, do you celebrate Halloween? Is it a spooky time of year for you?
Like, I don't celebrate Halloween, but there are a lot of people who celebrate Halloween. Like, I have visited my friend's house, so yeah, they celebrated, but I didn't.
Okay, nice. Dan, are you going to be celebrating Halloween today?
I am not going to celebrate, but I am going to get out of my house before German-speaking trick-or-treaters children come, and I don't know what to say. Okay, I always feel really bad. I don't have any sweets in the house, so I'm not a good, you know, single dude giving out apples. Okay, so let's double back then. Shivansh, how did you get started at the age of 8? What was the first thing that made you jump into coding?
So yeah, at the age of 8, I get to know about several apps like Google, Microsoft, Facebook. Then I was wondered like how they created these wonderful apps, which are great community. So how they are created? What's the logic behind these all apps? So then what are the features? Then I get to know about programming. Then I started. Then I learned the basics. Then I get to know about Python. It's very easy programming language to learn and very like. Uh, like uh, it's easy, that doesn't mean it's very like it doesn't have any use. It's very useful. It's used in Netflix. So then I learned it. Then I, that's how I get into programming.
Wow, just just followed the passion, yeah. And so in that 3 years then, what has stood out as a big challenge for you in your journey so far? Has it been quite easy for you, or has there been a few areas of Python that have really stumped you?
So, like, it's not very easy or it's not very hard, because I am alone. I have to learn by myself, to teach myself, because I'm not in college or in the university. Like, I have a teacher who have who's teaches me about the programming and all of that. So it's very hard to learn by yourself. But it's really fun to learn by yourself, because when you learn by yourself, you get to remember a lot of things. So yeah, it's not very hard or not very easy to.
Nice. And how would you kind of like map it out over those 3 years? Did you have a plan when you started, or did you just start writing code and just progress slowly but surely?
Like, I didn't have any plan, but just I learn things, I get into lessons, I learn from basics. Then, like, I didn't plan, like, I have to do this, I have to do this. I just learn and focus on that.
Very cool. Very cool. And I guess it's hard for you to kind of answer this question, because I guess your perspective is growing up in India, but I don't think we've actually interviewed anybody who has taught themselves to code in India, let alone being a 12-year-old. Has there been any kind of a unique perspective on that journey that you can share? Or?
Born in India, it doesn't matter. But yeah, it's really helpful here, because there are people are very friendly there. Like, some of my neighbors teach me, and some of my I can say family members teach me. So in India, you can say there are a lot of people who will teach you. So yeah.
Nice.
Yep. All right.
Very cool.
All right, I feel like we're flying through these questions here. So what advice then do you have for anyone who is starting out now, self-learning, for example? Do you have any advice that would make your journey a little bit easier if you did it again?
So the most useful and the most common advice I would like to give them all is to just do not rush, to just focus on a single thing. Because, like, take an example of Shivansh. Let's say guy Shivansh. So he'll start learning Python. Then he gets to know about Android development. He started learning then Android development. Then he gets to know about R programming languages, which is used for data analytics. So he switched to R. So just don't hurry. Just learn one programming languages. Focus on that. Learn that. Create some great projects. And when you're confident, yes, you are, you can like create anything or just a single project using that programming language, then you can switch. Otherwise, just focus on it. And what people do is they just hurry. Like, I want to learn this also. I want to learn data analyst. I want to learn web development. I would like to become a full stack web developer also. So just don't hurry. Just focus on a single thing.
That's very sage advice. You've got a lot of wisdom for a 12-year-old.
Do you think age matters? Do you think you can start to learn to code at any age? Or do you think that there's an element of the earlier you start, the better?
I think age is just a number, according to me. Like, there's a theory also, which I kept to know about it. Like, the younger you start, the younger you learned anything, the more you can recall it. I would like to ask you a question. At which age did you start learning maths or, like, alphabets, basics?
4 or 5, very young, I guess.
So
maths,
can you,
when I started very late, actually. I was 30 years old before I learned to read and write.
So can you recall them, like alphabets, basic math, right?
Yes, basic math. So don't test me.
But the thing but the thing that you have started learning in the age of, in the, like, when you grew up, like at the age of 20 or 30, maybe you can't recall it. So when I knew this theory, I kept, like, I dwelled on it. So then I find the younger you start, the more you can get into that. So I think you can get younger. Like, if you are younger, then you can learn that thing more easily, and then you can recall. So if you start earlier, then it will be a good thing.
That is very true. More true than you even know. Yeah, for sure. I mean, picking up languages is easier at a younger age.
And do you, even though you started your coding journey at the age of 8, do you wish that you'd started sooner?
Yeah, I wish if I started sooner, then I'll be a record holder for the youngest programmer.
What's the record? Who has the record right now?
It was an Indian boy who has the record of maybe 5 or 4. He started, he mastered Python at the age of 5 or 4 because his father was a developer.
He cheated, Danny.
His father should be disqualified.
Yeah, his father was a developer. You say, did you have any role models or inspiration, or did you just find the passion by yourself?
Like in starting, I didn't have, but then later on, I get to know about Mark Zuckerberg, a boy who started programming at the age of 12, and then created a company named Facebook. Then like made it a unicorn. So I got inspired from him. Like, he can start from that age, so why can't I? Then I started learning programming.
Very nice. I actually was thinking, actually, when you were saying about the learning age, have you guys seen that that famous video of somebody who makes a bicycle with the steering that's backwards? A man who makes this backward steering bicycle.
I've seen it.
Experiment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically creates a bike where if you turn the handlebars right, the wheel goes left. So it's like opposites. And he thought that you genuinely couldn't learn how to steer a bike when you're like, you know, our age in your 30s or whatever. You can't reverse engineer your brain to do it. And he gave it to his son, who's like 8, and he got it within 30 seconds. And it just shows you that neuroplasticity thing, because, yeah, when you're younger, you can just pick things up much, much quicker. So I think you've done the right thing starting as early as you have.
Yeah, I mean, don't be discouraged if you're one of our students out there starting a bit late. This is just an extreme example for inspiration. Okay, let's talk about a little bit about then what you're doing now. You are the CTO currently right now. How did you get into this position? How did this opportunity arise?
So, I didn't do anything to get the CTO role. But, past 4 months, I started a series of challenge on LinkedIn, 18 hard, in which I solved a lot of problems from day 1 to day 18. And then the MCN Academy, the founder messaged me to connect with me. Then we meet. Then he asked me like we have a great opportunity for you. So would you be able to do this role? Like, we are offering you the CTO role, and I think you're worthy for this. So would you work with us as the CTO? So I would like to really work with you. Then I had an interview round, and I passed it. Then
I would have hired you. Are you the youngest member of your team?
Yeah. I am the I'm the youngest member of my whole company. So after me, the youngest member is almost 24 years old, twice my age. I was surprised. I'm the youngest.
Are you? Awesome. Do you have to balance it? Do you have to balance being a CTO with school and other things?
Yeah, I'm currently a student also, so I have to go to school, then to learn a lot of new things and then manage my company. So yeah, it's but not very hard for me. It's easy for me to manage my role because there are a lot of my seniors who help me. And
nice.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
And do you think you sleep? It sounds like you're sleeping about 2 hours a night. I'm impressed.
Sugar rush. And I was going to say, do you think that this social media approach was this always your plan to, get yourself out there on social media and then find opportunities through that, or were you just sharing to the community and it came up unexpectedly?
So, in the starting of my journey, I created my LinkedIn account, but I didn't ask anyone for any kind of role. Unexpectedly, this opportunity came on my way. The founder asked me to just came into that role. So yeah, I didn't applied for any kind of interview. Thus, unexpectedly, this come in my way.
All right,
very cool.
Then let's wrap up. I have a few small questions to end with here, a few ones about your opinion. Can you tell us what you think the future of web development might look like?
according to me, like the future of web development is like very positive or negative, because currently the web developers are developing by their own, but now we have a lot of platforms, a lot of AI tools which are generating the websites, you can say, or applications by themselves. Like, take an example of Replit. It's a free of cost code generator by where, like, you have to just go and ask for, like, create a home page which will look like this, and you can tell it about brief, and then it will create you a whole code. It will write a whole code for you. And if you'd like, you can create a whole file. Just what you have to do is attach with your website. So according to me, if like we are developing AI, if we develop AI a lot, then it would be a danger. It would be a danger for web developers.
Yep. Wow.
So are there any trends out of that that you're excited about, as opposed to maybe ones that are a bit scary?
Like, I am excited about AI and, of course, Elon Musk. Because, like...
Let's see what he's doing.
Because AI, like we are developing AI that much that it will do our all works. So I think if we develop AI for our daily works, then it would be very harmful for us, because then we are in control of the AI. So I think we need to, like, do not develop AI that much that it will control us. And about Elon Musk, so he's the boss currently. He's managing everything.
He's the boss of AI.
The boss man.
So I'm excited about Elon Musk and his mission to Mars, towards Mars and AI. So yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing your contribution to AI in the next few years. I'll be following your career with great interest.
I think you'll be on the ship to Mars, to be honest. I think you'll be, I think you'll be first aboard.
Okay. There's a LinkedIn post you made, actually. Tim, what's this LinkedIn post that you sent me earlier?
Yeah, so Shivansh made a LinkedIn post that kind of discusses India being a bit of a technical superpower or on its path to that. Maybe you could walk us through that a little bit, Shivansh, and then maybe explain why you think that might be the future for India.
I think it because like other countries, they are not, like, they are developed well, but India is growing much faster than other countries. Like, if you see in like 2000s, India was the world's largest 9th or 10th GDP. Now it has grown up to the 5th GDP, and like the youngsters of India are contributing, they are creating startups, they are solving the problem of the world. So I think India is growing much faster than other countries, and the reason for this faster growth is, like, people are coming towards India, like the Elon Musk. You can talk about Elon Musk, or you can talk about the Apple. They are coming to India, they are creating a lot of projects. So I think India can be a superpower in it has become the superpower in technology. So yeah.
Nice. Very cool. Very exciting. I'm sure you're going to be on the crest of that wave when it crashes.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time today, Shivansh. Before we finish, is there anything you would like to promote or plug or recommend? The mic is yours.
It's your choice, because I am only the one, I am talking about myself. So I cannot recommend, like, the stage is yours. You have to do what you are doing currently. And the one advice for you all is to just do what you are doing. Follow your passion, because I am not the one who's deciding what do you do, what you want to do. Like, your parents are not deciding what you want to do. Like, you have to decide what are you going to do, and follow your passion, and that's all about it.
Love it.
Wonderful advice. Thank you so much.
So,
short but sweet, the episode.
do you think we'll get a younger guest on the podcast?
I don't think so. I don't think I'd ever want one. I think he is such a well-spoken and intelligent young man. Yeah, such a wise person, far beyond his years.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. I would, I'm just impressed. I'm speechless.
Speechless. I think that we're going to be watching his career with great interest. Yes, I can't wait to see his impact. His impact in 5-10 years, in the next 2 or 3 years. It's just already making massive waves.
We'll get him back on the podcast when he's the senior engineer at, I don't know, the Mars Space Lab or something.
Episode 202, for him and Matt Damon, making potatoes on Mars.
Get them both. Science the shit out of it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for listening and that. And then we made it all the way through the episode without you swearing, and then you did, even though we had a podcast.
Sorry. Yep. I was quoting The Martian, so does that count as a swear word?
Enjoy your afternoon, evening, weekend, wherever you are, day, run, coffee.
Leap code challenge.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.